With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Trump says the U.S.-enforced blockade of Iranian ports in the Strait of Hormuz is working.
They're doing no business. I didn't like seeing boats come out if they were doing business with Iran, but if they weren't, no boats came out. So now Iran is doing absolutely no business, and we're going to keep it that way very easily.
The president also stressing Iran cannot be allowed to block shipping traffic in the Strait of Hormuz.
We can't let a country blackmail or extort the world, because that's what they're doing. They're really blackmailing the world. We're not going to let that happen.
Iran responded with threats on all ports in the Persian Gulf and the Gulf of Oman, taking aim at U.S. allied countries. President Trump's $10 billion defamation lawsuit against the Wall Street Journal has been dismissed by a federal judge. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
The president filed a lawsuit last summer against the newspaper and owner Rupert Murdoch over a story connecting him to Jeffrey Epstein. The article described a sexually suggestive letter that the newspaper said bore Donald Trump's signature. In turning away the lawsuit, U.S. District Judge Darren Gales in Florida wrote that the president had failed to make the argument that the article was published with the intent to be malicious, but gave him a chance to file an amended complaint. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Two congressmen accused of sexual improprieties on their way out, one retiring, the other one resigning. Republican Congressman Tony Gonzalez of Texas said he would not seek re-election after admitting to an affair with a staff member who later died by suicide, and Democrat Eric Swalwell resigning his post following sexual assault and misconduct allegations. And Texas Tech University's chancellor ordering campuses to phase out programs focusing on sexual orientation and gender identity. This is SRN News. The U.S. birth rate is down again.
The latest numbers from the Centers for Disease Control reveal that there were a little over 3.6 million babies born in this country in 2025, a 1% drop from the year before. Meanwhile, 3 years after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade, the number of abortions in the U.S. is soaring. The Alan Guttmacher Institute says over 1.1 million women terminated their pregnancies in 2025, virtually unchanged from 2024. Michael Harrington reporting.
The British government has blocked rapper Kanye West from entering the U.K. as the controversy over his anti-Semitic statements led to calls for planned headline performances at a major music festival to be canceled. He had been expected to perform in front of around 150,000 revelers in July at the open-air wireless festival in London. This is SRN News. Corpus Christi, Texas is on the verge of a water shortage.
Years of drought have depleted the community's water reserves, and now the city is scrambling to prevent a shortage. Experts hadn't expected such a bad drought, and things got worse when Corpus Christi increased its water sales to big industrial customers. City Manager Peter Zanoni says it's unlikely the city will run out of water, but without significant rainfall or new sources, residents may have to cut back on water use, and the city's refineries and petrochemical plants would have to operate with less water. I'm Donna Warder.
White House economists are estimating the United States has a shortage of 10 million houses. That's according to a new report that says more construction would lower prices, increase home ownership, and fuel faster economic growth. More details at srnnews.com.